following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone, and a happy Thursday, the second Thursday of this great month of October. The Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to be back at Bandits in Grand Island with our good buddy Steve Anderson co-hosting today. Doug Duda with you on this Thursday. Come on in and enjoy lunch today. It's a chicken strip salad. Chicken strips with salad and a soda for $6.99. Lunch special every single day here. If you don't want the lunch special, a good selection of boneless or bone-in wings with a variety of great sauces, sub sandwiches, stacks of pizza, and salads. So much more to choose from off the menu here at Bandits, and we invite you to come in and join us for lunch today. Steve-O, I've been looking all over the place, and I cannot find the line. I've talked to Mike Perennial. I've went to some of the online, even the offshore sites. I've looked at Vegas Insider. Even when we play McNeese State, you can find a line somewhere, but I just can't figure out how much we're favored over by on Saturday.
Over who?
Well, it says Nebraska by.
Oh, by.
And I can't find a line. Is this team any good?
I thought you were getting so efficient. By the way, thank you for inviting me back. You're so efficient. You're working on the following week's game because I could only give you what the Sagarin ratings say right now, but... Bye, yeah, that infamous. That's like in the horse race vernacular. No boy, can you go back a lot far enough to know the overnight sheets when they didn't have a jockey named on a horse? So in the jockey position, it was listed as no boy.
And then right next to that, the odds were 30-1, yeah. 50-1.
It depended on who no boy ended up being, but yeah, I got a lot of. You know, there was a guy by the name of L.J. DeRosso. That rode at Exarban years and years ago, and this rider, he on a 10-race card one day, he had 8 rides. He won all 8 of them, and in the 10th race, he didn't have a ride in the last 2 races, believe it or not. If I remember the story right, he was named on a horse late. The horses are in the paddock. L.J. DeRosso is named on this horse. He's 50-1 on the infield tote board as he's walking in to saddle up. He goes, I'm not making this up, he goes to 6-5 and wins from here to the parking lot. Now, the following week, L.J. was put on suspension, and I'm not sure he ever rode again for some pretty obvious reasons.
Imagine that. And, you know, for that to happen, he might have needed some help.
He was packing a lot of help, the way it sounds.
Wow. Well, no. Corruption? No.
Those were the old days, baby. Just win.
Yeah. We had bills to pay back in the day. Folks, love to have you be a part of the show today because Luke Hoover from RotoWire joins us at the final segment as he does every Thursday. RotoWire, RotoWire.com. If you've been keeping up to date on RotoWire and all that's going on, a lot of transactions. Maybe your team needs some help. There were some guys out there with all the injuries, the bye weeks that you could go pick up. As I looked at those, yeah, it's great. Go pick up this Oliver guy from San Diego. Go pick up the running back from the New York Giants. Go pick up the backup running back at Jacksonville. Are they going to do you any good? We're going to find out with Luke Hoover. Will they play for more than a couple of weeks? What's going on in Denver with the injury situation there? I thought it was C.J. Anderson. I had him as a handcuff long at the beginning of the year, but he apparently wasn't the right guy to get. Shocker. But if you've got a question for Luke, tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. Email the Doug and Daddy Show, the Dent Popper inbox, as always, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can Facebook us as well, and we will pass along your questions to Luke. We'll also catch up with Blair Kirkhoff of the Kansas City Star and talk a lot of Royals baseball as they get ready to open up the American League Championship Series tomorrow at Baltimore. Might even get a little football in. A lot of folks know Blair from, especially back in Nebraska's Big 12 days at the Kansas City Star, a Big 12 beat writer, and we had him on quite a few times, but it's been a while, and Blair will join us a little bit later on in the show today. But I have to grin, Steve. I guess I've come into this old guy emotional thing, and I don't know where it comes from. But just to watch SportsCenter, just to listen to the national radio, we're down to the Final Four in baseball. Ned Yost said it. We're down to the Final Four. Kansas City is still playing, and it just, I guess, it's still hasn't completely hit me what the Royals baseball team is doing, because look at Detroit. This is a team that was supposed to go to the World Series. Look at the Los Angeles Dodgers. Look at these teams that have been good now for a while. Here are the Royals, and it's great that everybody is talking about them, and it's fun that they're winning. And on a bye week for the Huskers, a lot of focus, I think, is going to go on the Royals Friday and Saturday.
How old are you, by the way?
Exactly.
Because I have the older boy syndrome. If you've got the old boy syndrome, this is deja vu all over again. And what I love about baseball is you can still live and dream and hope that you can relive memories when you were a kid. Now, in 1985, in the year of our Lord, I was 22 years old. No, I was 32 years old, so I wasn't a kid anymore, but I was a kid at heart, and I covered the Royals for 7 years when back in my radio and TV days in the 70s and early 80s, and the neat thing about it is that was the St. Louis-Kansas City infamous interstate rivalry World Series. I grew up a Cardinal fan, diehard Cardinal fan. I had a grandfather that lived and breathed St. Louis Cardinal baseball, and I got hooked on Harry Carey at a very young age.
But this is before Kansas City had a team.
Exactly. Well, no, the Kansas City A's were there, and you know, on a cloudy night, you could pick up the Cardinals a lot easier than you could Kansas City. And I religiously listened to all the games every night on my 10-12 volt transistor radio. I didn't even know if they make those kinds of things anymore.
But they have them at Pioneer Village. it's scary.
That's scary. Interesting you say that. I lived in Minden for 5 years too. That's going way back. At any rate, I couldn't have it any better right now, dreaming and hoping that this could happen all over again. St. Louis playing Kansas City. St. Louis has got an organization second to none. Traditionally, it's been that way since I was a baby, and Kansas City has done it with mirrors. I just hope this 4 or 5 day layoff doesn't take away a little bit from their momentum, because they play that small ball you don't see anywhere anymore with speed, defense, and pitching. And I hope it doesn't catch up with them down the stretch. But, man, I can't hardly wait. It's a great weekend for Nebraska to be off. It really, really is. Don't have to worry about the football.
They are so fast. They are so fast, the Royals are. Of course, it doesn't do you any good if you're not on base. So got to get on, got to be fast, and we'll talk with Blair Kirchhoff about that. And speaking of that, let's take a look at our Midtown Mart cooler question here at the top of the show. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. We've been asking you your prediction on the ALCS and the NLCS yesterday. Who do you think wins the National League Championship Series? We already know what Steve-O thinks. And, of course, there are plenty of Cardinal fans in the area. 57% of those of you that voted said you'll take the Cardinals to win it in either six or seven games. Everybody else took the Giants. 29% said in quick fashion, four or five. 14% said the Giants in six or seven. Our question today that you can vote on at ESPNSuperstation.com. While you're there, the podcast is up. The daily sports, local, state, national are all there for you to read. And you can vote on our poll question, even log on to join us on Facebook. But with the Huskers on a bye week, which college football game are you most looking forward to watching? And some of the choices are Auburn, Mississippi State, Mississippi, Texas A&M, TCU, Baylor, Oregon, UCLA. Then there's other games out there. You can vote for other. Texas, Oklahoma's this weekend, which on paper isn't supposed to be close, but you know it will be. Penn State, Michigan, Georgia, Missouri, Minnesota, Northwestern. Of all of those that producer Jeff has listed, I would most be intrigued by TCU Baylor because I'm, as I said earlier in the week, I'm not sick of, put off by. I'm ready for a break from all this SEC talk. I'm ready for a break. Oregon and UCLA has lost a little bit of the luster, and so I'll go TCU Baylor, but I'm very interested in the Minnesota Northwestern game, and you always, whether you love them, hate them, whatever, always interested in seeing how Texas-Oklahoma comes out.
Well, you know, for as long as I'm going to be on this planet, whatever league Nebraska used to play in, I'm going to have a little interest in it. So you got to be somewhat partial to the South or the Big 12 Conference. I go back way too far, the Big 8, the Big 10.
As long as you don't say Big 6.
I agree with you on that Minnesota-Northwestern game only because Northwestern scares me now. All of a sudden, after what we've seen last week with Nebraska playing Michigan State, our nemesis year in and year out since we've gotten into the Big Ten, and I know it's been a short-lived history, has been Northwestern. And this team is, you know, they got some good football players there. What really scares me is that they're smart football players because to get into Northwestern, what, Vanderbilt or Stanford, you got to know something. And these guys, quit is not in their vocabulary. And I look for them to throw another big game and beat Minnesota this weekend. And then I look for them to be tougher than nails when Nebraska shows up in Evanston, Illinois, a week from Saturday. To me, this is the pivotal game now. Yeah, it's the next one on the schedule for Nebraska. But how do they react now coming off what really was a toe-roping defeat? I mean, that fourth quarter is a little deceiving. In fact, us old boys, a lot of us fell asleep and missed the guts of the finish of that particular game. But it was such a convincing, dominating performance for almost 3.5 quarters by Michigan State. How do the Huskers come back? You need to get Jason Peter on here and really get the inside feelings on what this program's all about.
Yeah, I'll admit that I did not this week catch the Big Red wrap-up. I have to watch it either DVR or watch the late repeat of it because I'm out doing volleyball most Tuesday nights, and I did miss that. And then I heard all about it yesterday that he was very upset that Nebraska lost or that fans are into the point now or the program's into the point of, well, it's okay, we weren't playing. It's a lot of Jason Peter I like. I'm going to have to go watch this before I can give judgment because I hate secondhand because it can always be skewed a little bit. But I hope he didn't go over the top. Again, I love everything with his passion and his play, and we've had him on the show, and I love his angle. But there is a fine line here. I mean, we've been playing that crazy woman from Alabama that has been yelling at Colin Cowherd and Feinbaum down there because they said the Alabama dynasty is over. Well, come on, people. You cannot be undefeated every year. That's what you're striving for. So let's don't get over the top, which I think in this instance, from what it sounded like, he may have been. But getting back to Minnesota, Steve-O, here's what's scary. Minnesota's a four-point favorite over Northwestern.
I saw that. You know, sometimes these guys that set the line, they're just begging you to go with the obvious, like Oklahoma last week. They're only a five-point favorite over TCU. Yeah, they're on the road, but you're going, are you kidding me? This is, in my mind, if they're not the best overall team in America, they're a close second or third, and it looked like a gift. You know what I'm saying.
It was a weird weekend.
It was a weird weekend, and so here again, it'll be a slobber knocker. Most Big Ten games are, and I really look for Northwestern on the road to just continue on the wake-up call, as I call it, because what did they start out 0-2, and they were really, really, really bad early on. They've put together two nice back-to-back wins against Penn State and Wisconsin, and I think that this is another gift, but what do I know? Getting four, I'll bet the farm on it, which I've lost multiple times.
Let's go to the Dead Popper inbox here. We are at Bandits in Grand Island, where just because the Huskers aren't playing, that doesn't mean anything. There's still football to be watched. There's still Royals baseball to watch. There's still NHL that started. There's still horse racing getting closer to the Breeders' Cup, which they have on at Bandits all the time as well. The beer bucket, $6 for $12 at a wing special all day on Saturday. And if you're a late night owl, Friday and Saturday nights from 10 to midnight, you get an extra dollar off anything you choose to drink. And, of course, if it's water, they're not going to give you a dollar, but it is also free here at Bandits. So stop in for some weekend fun. We're in Grand Island. I want to get to Delusional Husker fan who sent us this email, maybe Jason Peter-esque, right at the end of the show yesterday. I said, hey, let's save it for today's show in Grand Island because Delusional fan does drive around here in GI delusionally. And here we go. He goes, I went to the game at Michigan State, so I haven't been up to date on your show for the past couple days, but I have some thoughts, and a lot of this is some rehashing some things. First, we came out of the tunnel with no life at all. You could see it. I don't know. It's cold and rainy. I don't know. It's on the road. Maybe it was the business-like look. Second, everyone in the stands knew something was up with the snap count by the third miscue with snaps. Adjust and go to a silent count. Third, our offensive line got their butts handed to them all night long, which I think caused Tommy to get happy feet and a quick trigger finger. He missed wide-open guys on many occasions. Connor Cook had no fear of our D. We got no pressure on him. Michigan State gave us every opportunity to be in the game, and we couldn't take advantage of it. And fourth, the score was way out of whack with what I saw on the field. We were manhandled. Fifth, why? Why did we go for the onside kick with 3 minutes left? Thank God for the missed field goal for Michigan State. So it wasn't as much of a factor other than we had poor field position. We're a better team than what showed up at Michigan State. We have no easy games on our schedule, so we better get things straight or Northwestern will reach up and bite us. Go Big Red from Delusional Husker fan.
Are you sure that's not Jason Peter?
Well, I don't.
This is a synopsis. I see if delusional. You didn't see what Jason had to say the other night, it's right there in a nutshell. You just repeated it.
Well, we've hashed almost every point of that as well. And staying with things here, Ryan fires off to the Dent Popper inbox. Keeping it simple in my eyes, the game was lost by the offensive line. I hate to point the finger, but the proof is in the pudding. Even with a loss, I figured Amir would have some decent stats to keep his name relevant in the Heisman race. But with knee-jerk reactions by the AP and analysts, he's behind the eight ball for the moment. They need to evaluate and rank teams in football like they do in volleyball. Do you think the Nebraska volleyball team will get persecuted for losing to Ohio State? What a shocker that the SEC dominates the Heisman race. After all, it is the Holy Grail. What's this I hear? Bo Pelini and Mark D'Antonio might have the clap. Oh, my God. See what you're doing there, Ryan. Thanks for the email. You can email us to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Going back to volleyball, you can lose. There's a tournament. That's why. That's why you don't get persecuted. You can lose. There's more games, three times as many games that you play. So you are going to lose, and even the best teams in the country lose, and that happens in football as well. It's just that your margin for error cannot be as great, and Steve, that's why I say for a lot of teams, it's very hard to be a one and done. I mean, the SEC's done it because they will move up. You know, Auburn not ranked all the way, but you got to run the table. These teams like Alabama, Florida State, Oregon's, they can afford a loss because they've been good for so long. They're highly ranked. They don't drop all the way down to 18 or 24, and they can quickly get themselves built back up.
Yeah, you know, history would prove itself out once again that this thing should take care of itself when it's all said and done. But I guess the biggest question in my mind is, are there going to be any unbeaten teams left at the end of this season? I would not want to be in Tom Osborne's shoes and the rest of his cohorts that are on this Final Four panel. But it looks to me, just throw the records out the window, that the conference champions out of these conference playoff games, and you pick the top three, and a Notre Dame or whoever is going to sneak in there as an independent is going to be your Final Four, and who those folks would be right now, you're just throwing darts. I have no idea.
I think it'll be very tough for any team that loses a conference championship to get in to the Final Four. Now, the only way that happens is if the SEC has the number one team. The number one team loses a close game, a quirky game like Auburn, Alabama, and they show, I mean, public sentiment is going to be a big part of this, a vibe out there. I'd be on the committee. I got no problem. I'll pick. You can yell at me. That's fine. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. As we do, we want to remind you that the Prairie Hills Chapter of Pheasants Forever would like to invite you to their annual Youth Mentor Hunt, which is held at the Fort Kearney Shooting Sports Ground, 115th and Pool Road, northeast of Kearney. Each of the youth will receive a hat, Upland game vest, and will also participate in activities such as blue rock shooting, dog handling, first aid, firearm safety, firearm cleaning, and bird cleaning. Firearms and shells will be provided. The hunt will be on October the 18th. That's next Saturday. Registration is at 7:30. Breakfast and lunch will be provided. The hunt should end by 2 o'clock. And there's a lot more to go along with it. For more information, you can contact the youth chair of the Prairie Hills Chapter of Pheasants Forever. That's Dave Connor at 308-440-1392. All youth hunters involved must have a hunter safety card. This is a great program. It's usually full every year. They've got a couple of spots left, so don't forget to get in. Get a hold of Dave, the youth chair, 440-1392. We're back at Bandits with Blair Kirkhoff of the Kansas City Star right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
So you work late, golf, play ball, whatever. You're thinking,
if I could just have made happy hour, I've got something good to eat after 10 at night.
Well, Jersey says come on in Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11, and enjoy late night happy hour for everyone who wishes they hadn't missed happy hour. And they're serving food till 11.
Seriously, why didn't I think of this?
Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. North 2nd Avenue, Vista Point Shopping Center.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see considerable cloud cover and some partial sun in spots as well through the day today with a high temperature in the mid-60s. Northeast winds stay at about 10 to 15. Tonight, there's a chance for some showers, especially south of Kearney, with a low at 43. Right now, it's 55.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us here from Bandits in Grand Island, where today chicken strips, a salad, and soda is your lunch special for only $6.99. You can't beat that. Chicken strip dinner with salad and soda, just $6.99. And don't forget, when you come in to watch NFL games on Sunday, their Sunday NFL special, a large pitcher, 12 great wings, and a pitcher of sudsy for only $20. Again, a large pizza, 12 wings, and a pitcher for $20. That's great for your group of guys, your family, whatever you want to bring in, your golfing buddies. It's all right here at Bandits. here you go. Our buddy James in Grand Island has fired off here, Steve-O. He says, first, Jason Peter is the man, tells it like it is, and he says Minnesota will kick Northwestern, and he is calling that out right now.
I'm glad. You know, I ran into James, if we're talking about the same James that I think we are, over the weekend out at my favorite hangout, Fauner Park, and got a little bit of a lecture for not having any insights to all these stake races leading up to the end of the month Breeders' Cup two-day fiasco at Santa Anita. So I'm trying, James. I've forced myself to start doing some studying, and if I get the friendly invite back before the greatest 2 days in horse racing, which is the Breeders' Cup, maybe I'll have a little bit better info. But here's a guy again that has all the answers to the test. I alluded to the fact, and probably our listeners had no idea what I was talking about, but if you've got the money, you can buy information in horse racing, and there's a thing called the rags. It's the rags and sheets. To learn how to read it, you have to buy a thing that's three times the thickness of a Bible, and I'm not exaggerating or embellishing this story. And to get that, if you're fortunate enough to get on eBay and get a used copy for under about $150, then you're on your way, because you absolutely have to condense all these facts and figures down to one number, and the lowest number is the best number, all right? My problem's always been when I go to the window, I forget what that number was.
And then you come back and go, oh, they didn't get a good break out of the gate. Oh, they got pinned on the rail. Don't forget NFL football tonight. This one actually has a little bite to it. This one is actually a Thursday night game that, if it's well played by both teams, is going to be an interesting one, especially since it's at Houston. If it was in Indy, I think it would have been a tough one. But the Texans at home against the Colts, Jared Krick, I don't know who this JJ, whatever, he plays for Houston too, but the Jared Krick Houston Texans take on the Andrew Luck Indianapolis Colts. 7:30 is the kickoff tonight. And a couple of other sports notes we want to get to. Blair Kirkhoff could have joined us here from the Kansas City Star. The 10th alum of the Tri-City Storm to play in the National Hockey League, Bobby Robbins, got in last night. You hear about this a lot in baseball, the guy that finally gets called up after a career in the minors. Well, 8 years and the age of 32 to be a rookie in hockey. That is, I think, older than a lot of the guys we see make it in baseball. But Bobby Robbins, 8 years in the minors, called up and played last night for about 7 minutes for the Boston Bruins when they opened things up with the Philadelphia Flyers. So congratulations there. Also, Hastings College volleyball. We talked to Matt Buttermore on Tuesday. Brought home a win last night over the 8th-ranked team in the country, Midland, in 5 sets by a score of 15-12 in that match. They'll try and avenge a loss to Nebraska Wesleyan in Lincoln on Saturday afternoon. We've got high school volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9 this afternoon and this evening. It starts at 5. Fort Kearney Conference. Pleasanton will host the top two teams in next week's tournament, via the seed anyway, in Axtell and Amherst. For Grand Island Senior High, they're at Lincoln Northeast tonight. Aurora is at Hastings. Adams Central and Ord will be at the Arcadia Loop City Triangular. And Kearney Catholic will be hosting Ravenna. Some other interesting matchups tonight. We'll have Ansley Litchfield, still undefeated, hosting Wilcox Hildreth. Holdridge is at Cozad. St. Paul is at Donovan Trumbull tonight. And Sutton will be taking on Wood River. And district softball also underway today. Kearney and Lincoln Southeast play in the A4 at Millard West at 2:15. Grand Island will play Bellevue West at 3 o'clock in the A5 at Papillion, the B5 at Aurora. Adams Central and Seward currently playing. The Northwest and Central Catholic, they're going to battle it at noon. Hastings plays Aurora. York, the top seed, gets a bye. Also B6 at Lexington, the C5 at Central City, and the C6 is at Gothenburg.
Are you calling that Fort Kearney conference game later today, or are
I'll be at
you
the
on the road?
I'll be at the volleyball tonight. You bet.
Amazing.
You bet.
I've forgotten what those days used to be like on the
days,
run, six
nights,
days out
mornings.
Of the week. Yeah. Oh, baby.
They wonder why I have a problem.
Oh, well, I admire you. You know, burnout came obviously pretty early in my life. It's hard to believe it's been 33 years since I was tied into that gig, but I do miss it.
You know why?
Not all the time.
You know what happened?
I know what happened to me personally. I really don't want to rehash any of that stuff. But I walked away on my own terms the last year I was working over in Hastings. But
sometimes there's reasons to get home, and sometimes there's reasons to be on the road,
yes,
folks.
Amen.
And when you're on the road, the Midway Auto Dealerships want to make sure that you are taken care of. Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, where it is Chevy Truck Month with great deals and customer cash, supplier pricing, trade assists, bonus cash, all from the Chevy dealerships nationally. Chevy Truck Month, Silverados. Get in and look at those, the 25 and 3500 regular and crew cab, or the 1500 LT, the double and crew cab. Look at those as well. And don't forget, with Midway expanding, getting bigger, they need more professionals to help them out, and they need you. Product specialists, customer service reps, technicians, no experience needed. They'll train you, and you can see the full list of jobs and apply online at MidwayCareers.com. MidwayCareers.com. Check it out. See what the benefits are. And you can even fill out that application. Your Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Kearney. Amidst all the football talk, there's obviously been a lot of Kansas City Royals talk, and we've been taking care of that throughout the summer and fall now here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And tomorrow, game one of the American League Championship Series, the Royals heading out to Baltimore. And as Sports Illustrated kind of pointed out, yes, you read that right. Either the Orioles or the Royals will be in the World Series. Blair Kirchhoff of the Kansas City Star joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk a lot about the Royals. We'll get a couple football questions in there as well. But, Blair, it sounds like they're just walking on clouds in the Kansas City area.
Really are. It's unlike anything that I've seen in the 25 years I've been living here. And when I got to town in 1989, it was still a great organization that had designs on being good into the future with the likes of Saberhagen. Brett was in his declining years, but they had good pitching and they seemed set up for the future. But who knew at that time that it'd go into this deep, long depression? And it's as if this year has unlocked a lot of emotions and feelings about this organization, and the mood in this town is just so upbeat, and everybody is wearing blue around here these days.
I find myself in that. When the whole playoffs started, when the Royals clinched, and of course, if you talk about it every day, I guess that's a little bit different. But once they started to win, once they made the comeback in the wild card, it was weird. You know, even guys who, hey, we're not emotional guys. I mean, you're thinking back, because most of us that are our age, we're in high school, college, little kids looking at George Brett, looking at Willie Wilson as everything moved along during that time frame. And it seems like that is just a weird sense. Is it just because it had been 29 years?
Some of it is, but certainly a lot of that is. But the other thing that occurred to me as this was going on is baseball is maybe a little different than other sports in that it's such a family thing. You know, it's fathers playing catch with their kids and watching ball games together, and it's a, you know, it's an everyday presence in your life in the summertime, and so the, you know, the Royals didn't give their fans anything to cheer about for so long, and yet they were still part of households and part of families. And I can't tell you how many people have told me that this, you know, clinching in Chicago and then beating Oakland and winning this division series, how many conversations have occurred between fathers and sons and parents and children, and with baseball as the central topic, you know, and that's, you know, that's baseball. And I'm not sure another sport connects in that way. I know that we're all fans of teams, and a lot of times this gets passed down from generation to generation, but I don't know. There just seems to be something about baseball. I've never been in a situation where I've heard so many men admit to crying when the Royals clinched. But that's what it was, and that's all about family, I think. It's about listening to the radio and listening to Royals when you were a kid, with your dad at night. It's the coolest thing.
Blair Kirchhoff, Kansas City Star, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Through all these good feelings, it still seems the majority of people can't figure out Ned Yost. He has been roasted most of the time, and let's face it, he couldn't have been more than a week away from getting his pink slip midway through this season. Is Ned just kind of managing the day-to-day operations, or just your thoughts on what he's done with this team?
You know, there was a sense, and I can't exactly pinpoint when during the season, but there was a sense that he was either going to be manager of the year or fired at the end of this year. That's where all the emotions were all tangled up with this team, because it had showed so much promise early on. They had the 10-game winning streak and jumped into first place in June, and everybody was so excited. And then they just had a lousy end of June, early July, and then a few days after the All-Star break, they got the 4 games under 500, and they needed that players' clubhouse meeting in Chicago to get things turned around, and everybody was just furious at Ned. And one of those moments happened in Boston right after the All-Star break. He made a pitching change that just blew up on him, and I think it was Yan Gomes that ended up hitting a home run off of Scott Downs. That was just such a bad moment for the Royals, and So that's where they were, and a third, 3 or 4 weeks into July, and it's Ned's fault. But you can't help but think that every move he's made in these last, you know, certainly the last few weeks of the regular season, the postseason, have just been the absolute right move, whether it's a pitching change or who to send in as a pinch runner, when to start the pinch runner. You know, everything has worked, and he has he definitely has changed his persona in Kansas City over the last month to 6 weeks.
Blair Kirchhoff with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's talk a little bit about the on-field business as we get ready for the Orioles here. It appears that they're going to go ahead and put James Shields right back out there on Friday for Game 1.
With his regular rest. So I think it's the right call. You know, he started 2 postseason games, the Oakland wild card game and then the clincher the other night against the Angels, and in both cases I didn't think we saw the best of James Shields. I think he really scuffled against Oakland and then he battled against the Angels. But I think if you know he is the Royals' ace, I think history will show that he wasn't their best pitcher on the staff. I think it's either going to history will show that's Ventura or Danny Duffy, but he is their ace, and you know he's their ace when he's not scuffling, or when he's scuffling, he still keeps the Royals in the game. And that was the case the other night against the Angels. He gave up the home run to Trout in the first inning. He gave one up to Pujols a couple innings later. And yet he was in trouble most of his 6 innings, and yet he limited the damage. You know, he got the big strikeout when he needed it, and was able to turn over a lead to the bullpen. So that's why he is going to get the ball in the first game. And I think that's the right call, especially with Ventura going in game 2. And we've not heard, and Yen knows, we just talked to him a little while ago, has not made a decision for 3 and 4 yet.
You wrote an article here in the last 24 hours about and how important it is to set your roster, who's on it, who's not. Ibañez was left off for the division series. Where are the decisions? Obviously, it can't be more than just a couple of guys that Ned's thinking about putting on or off.
That's right. It would be a tweak if they did one. And I think that the sense is that they're just going to leave this thing alone and go with 11 pitchers. The idea is a best of seven series is a little different than a best of five, and you might need to carry an extra arm. But I think it depends on how you use the starting pitching. And if they're just going to use three starters, which means Shields might come back in a game four situation, then you've got Danny Duffy and Jeremy Guthrie as long relievers, and you might not need a 12th pitcher. And as for the position players, when you think about it, they're not going to, you know, you have to keep the second catcher, which is Eric Kratz. You got to keep Christian Colon because he backs up all three infield positions besides first base. And then you got, of course, Billy Butler, who's available to back up Hosmer at first. Then you get the outfielders, Gerard Dyson and Josh Willingham, both weapons. And the 25th guy is Terrence Gore, who is unlike anybody in baseball. He's as automatic as there is in baseball. That is, when he's on the bases, he can get the next base. And I don't care who's on the mound or what kind of gun the catcher has, Terrence Gore can steal the base. And I think the Royals look at that as an important weapon and not one that they're going to fool with going forward in the postseason.
Couple minutes left here talking Royals baseball with Kansas City Stars' Blair Kirchhoff. What about from the Oriole perspective for the fans that are just Royals, Royals, Royals? What can you tell us about Baltimore and what should be scary about them in this series?
Well, it starts with Buck Showalter, the manager. He is, we talked a little bit about Ned Yosler a while ago and his reputation. Well, Buck's reputation is that of a real chess master of a manager. Uses his just utilizes his roster as well as anybody, makes great decisions. And look, I think one of the things we're seeing at this moment is he hasn't named his starting pitching yet. You know, the Royals are 2 days into, you know, everybody knowing who their guys are going to be, and Baltimore hasn't announced theirs. I think there's a little method to the madness with Buck Showalter in Baltimore. But, look, it's a power team. They led all of baseball in home runs. Nelson Cruz led baseball with, I think, 40 home runs. They bop as well as anybody. Of course, they play in cozy Camden Yards, so that helps. But they hit almost as many home runs on the road as they did at home this year. The Royals' big weapon is speed. The Orioles' big weapon is power. They both pitched and played defense very well. That's why I think we're looking at a pretty even Steven best of seven here.
Blair, how important could Brandon Finnegan be?
He has been a revelation to the Royals because for a couple reasons. One, he can give them an inning late, or he can be the bridge guy from an ineffective starter to the back end of the bullpen. That's Herrera, Davis, and Holland. So he's just been phenomenal as a major leaguer for a month and a half, basically. Pitched at TD Ameritrade for TCU in the College World Series in June. And now he is not only on the roster for a team in the ALCS, but contributing in a big way. Heck, he picked up his first major league victory. His first victory as a major leaguer ends up in the division series. That's for the effective inning that he pitched in. It was game two. So the guy he has just been tremendous for the Royals.
Almost out of time, but what would happen if it's a Cardinals-Royals rematch in the World Series?
Oh my gosh. it would be unlike 85 because for the last 29 years, the Cardinals have been, for the most part, very, very good, and the Royals have been very, very bad. I don't think there'd be a sense of equality in the organizations the way there was in 85. I think there'd be more of a chip on the shoulder from the Kansas City perspective than St. Louis, which is your hat's off to them. It's one of the great organizations in all of professional sports. But I think time would stand still in the state of Missouri and in the Midwest if it's Cardinals-Royals again.
And Blair, I've got to ask you a couple football questions, so we'll just kind of make it rapid fire. It doesn't even have to be a long dissertation. But Kansas football, University of Kansas football, what's going on?
Well, it's they're paying the price of hiring the wrong coach twice in a 5-year span. The Turner Gill hire, he just was not ready to be a head coach at the Big 12 level. He's doing well at Liberty, and a lot of people, including myself, are very happy to see that. I mean, he's just a terrific guy. He just wasn't ready for the Big 12, and who's to say that he would not be at this point? I think he was just overwhelmed by what it took to win in that conference. Charlie Weiss was just a misfit. He was not the right guy for the job, and Kansas has paid the price now for both of those coaches. They're in the worst 4.5-year run in the program's history now in terms of wins and losses. And this is a program that doesn't have a glory pass, so it's bad. Clint Bowen, the assistant coach who was elevated to the head coach, was a good choice. He's a former Kansas defensive back and coached under Glenn Mason and Mark Mangino. He knows what winning football at Kansas looks like, and so he'll finish out the season. I don't think he'll end up being the head coach, but we'll have to wait and see.
And with San Diego and Denver doing what they're doing, and can the Chiefs make the playoffs?
Yeah, and I think nobody would have thought so after the opener against the Titans. That was just an abysmal showing, and a lot of people were shaking their heads and wondering what the heck was going on. But then, you know, they played Denver tough in Denver, and then go back and bomb the Dolphins in Miami and crush New England on Monday night. And now they think they should have won out in San Francisco this past weekend. There's a lot of encouraging feelings with the with the Chiefs right now. But that, I think, it makes the next game. They're off this week. San Diego after the bye makes it a very important game for the Chiefs in their future. I think if they win that game, they can feel pretty good about the rest of the season and making the postseason.
Well, Royals in effect, talking baseball in October. It is amazing and it's great fun, and we can't wait for it to get underway. The first two games here this weekend in Baltimore, but then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday when they get back to Kansas City. Blair, we appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and hopefully we can do it again soon.
Blair Kirchhoff, Kansas City star, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Royals baseball, all the playoff games continue to be brought to you as they were during the regular season on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Now, they did come out late last night with the entire schedule for the American League. And so if you did not know, we knew the first two games out in Baltimore, what times they were going to go. So, again, first pitch tomorrow night, 7:07. Then it's a Saturday afternoon game at 3:07. And then we know that in Kansas City, Game 3, Monday, 7:07, same Tuesday for Game 4, and Game 5, which you have to figure will take place. That's an afternoon game. So we were talking about the price of tickets.
Yes.
Steve-O, they're insane.
They
are. I know that I logged on, was looking when they put this series up, and for decent tickets, you're talking $140 to $180. And, of course, if you're trying to buy them from somebody, the scalpers, the brokers are having a heyday. I mean, we're talking tickets are going for thousands of dollars. Standing room only for the last game was somewhere between $250 and $300, just for standing room only. But that Tuesday night into a Wednesday afternoon game, if you're going to go, I mean, even if you can't go to both, the atmosphere is there, and you can still drive back on Wednesday. But that is the series in Kansas City, Monday night, Tuesday night, 7:07. Wednesday afternoon would be at 3:07. And then if we get Game 6 and 7 back out in Baltimore, they would play in the evening both nights at 7:07 on Friday and Saturday, the 17th and 18th. So, if it had to, if the Royals were down 3-2, then we go to a Game 7. Let's just hope the Royals win. It takes less than 7. Hate to have the Royals and the Huskers playing at the exact same time on that night, but that's the way we think up here.
What's your threshold? How much would you pay to get in if it gets to Game 5 in Kansas City and they're still right in the thick of things? How much would you go?
The stupid things people do with their money. First, you got to think about that. It's been 29 years, an opportunity to go to a playoff game. It'd be up there. If you're just going to one and not trying to go to 3 or 6 or saving to get to the World Series, which I know some people are hoping that they can get a chance to go to a World Series game, I guess it just depends what you can do with your money. I mean, yeah. If you're going to take a vacation, you say, all right, I'll tell you what, I'm going to take $1,000 and go to Kansas City, and that's going to get me there, It's going to get me some food. You don't even necessarily have to stay overnight in Kansas City, and it's going to get me a ticket. And you figure out how much you have left. You know, okay. I mean, again, this is a once maybe in a lifetime type of deal. So if that's how you look at it, and you're a lifelong Royals fan, I mean, let's face it, Steven, the only thing you can even think that can compare to this is if the Cubs ever make it to the World Series, because that will be even more insane with more followers in a bigger city, in a bigger market than what Kansas City has had. And even though they've been in the playoffs more recently, we know how psychotic that was when they were in the National League Championship Series.
Yeah, and I don't think you can touch a ticket at this point for under $1,000, and it's probably $2,000 on up. And if you want to sit behind home plate, it's Katie bar the door.
Yeah.
Now, you priced this all out for one. I have a significant other that I have to make sure that she's alongside as well.
Well, so and again, whoever will enjoy the game with you, if it's significant other, if it's buddy, if it's kid, as long as it's somebody that will enjoy the game. We need to take a break here. We are at Bandits. Luke Hoover from RotoWire is coming up. We've got a lot of fantasy football questions to ask Luke, but if you've got one, tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550, Facebook us, or, of course, you can always email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll be back here at Bandits in Grand Island, where their lunch special today is chicken strips with a salad and a soda, just $6.99. We'll be right back.
At First National Bank, we believe customer interactions are based on relationships, not transactions. That's why we created First National Checking, to prove our commitment to you and the community. This is not a one-time offer, but a demonstration of our ongoing dedication to put customers first. No hidden fees, no surprises, no hoops to jump through. For honest banking with no strings attached, visit one of our offices today. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, Sean Callahan here. I'm excited to tell you about a company I'm working with that will finally bring you the internet experience you've been waiting for. I'm talking about a company that is so reliable, so dependable, and has such amazing local customer service that you'll be wondering why people haven't done business like this before. Prairie iNet Fixed Wireless Internet will change the way you experience your world. Let's talk about their amazing technology. They have the largest fixed wireless network in the U.S., and because of this, they can pass their savings on to you. That means finally having reliable internet at a price you can afford. Another perk, no contracts. With Prairie iNet, you won't sign a contract ever. I've personally met the people at Prairie iNet. You can trust that you'll be getting a better internet experience, and more importantly, you can trust them. Mention my name, Sean Callahan, and you'll get a $100 Visa gift card and free installation for just signing up. Call Prairie iNet right now at 308-221-7844. That's 308-221-7844.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit the Kroll Agency in Kennesaw, Hastings, Minden, and Roseland today.
Daddy Show rolls on here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation from Bandits in Grand Island, where the chicken strip salad and pop your lunch special today, Friday and Saturday nights when you're out having fun and maybe you're getting a late start or maybe you're just hanging out late from 10 to midnight, another dollar off drinks. That is the weekend special. And, of course, beer buckets all day Saturday, 6 for 12 bucks, wing special all day. They take care of you with the beverages. They take care of you with the food, and they take care of you with the sporting activities. All right here at Bandits in Grand Island, it's that time.
It's time for a fantasy football update with fantasy football expert Luke Hoover of RotoWire.com. Send in your fantasy football questions now and let Luke guide your fantasy team to a championship.
Football headquarters, over two dozen high-definition televisions, including giant HD projection TVs. And every NFL game is on at least one television at Cunningham's for NFL and major college football games all season long. Luke Hoover of RotoWire joins us on this Thursday. Luke, sorry to make you wait a little bit today, but we've been talking Royals baseball, so we're kind of fired up about that right now. But we've got games to concentrate on, and finally a Thursday night game tonight that might have some actual fantasy implications.
Yeah, no, it should be interesting. I think the matchup I'm most looking forward to tonight, though, is J.J. Watt going up against Andrew Luck. You know, the best in his position, obviously, Watt, and Luck is kind of starting to stake his claim towards that top of the quarterback hierarchy. So that's really interesting, and obviously you got some good running backs in the game, you know, a lot of talented receivers as well.
Anybody that you make sure you start or make sure you bench tonight?
Well, obviously, you know, Arian Foster just tore through Dallas last week and reminded everyone why he's, you know, for years now been one of the best fantasy backs. So he's got to be in your starting lineup. You know, Ahmad Bradshaw, even though he's not getting a ton of touches, is just consistently getting good yardage at over 80 total yards again last week. You know, has been really active in the red zone, especially as a receiver. And I particularly like T.Y. Hilton as well. He's had a lot of success against Houston in the past, and he's just getting a ton of targets. He hasn't gotten in the end zone yet, but yardage numbers are there, and that's, you know, that consistency is something it's hard to find in fantasy. So definitely roll him out if you've got him.
Doug Duda, Steve Anderson with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Steve-O, before we jump into all the questions that we have stockpiled here, you mentioned that you'd like to talk to Luke as a fantasy baseball champion, but you're having trouble in football.
Yeah, and Luke, once again, good morning. I'm a horse player and a guy that hangs my hat out here at Fodder Park, so I'm really into the thoroughbred horse racing scene. So what do I know about football? But anyway, I've got, in my line of work, I got my foot caught in the stirrup, and I listened to you and visited with you a couple of weeks ago. I'm in RG3 hell right now, and I finally, in a dynasty league, I'm in a couple of different leagues, got him for $5 3 years ago, went to 10, and now he's up to 20, and I finally just ran out of patience, pitched him. Everybody, including a little bit of a hint on your end as well, said maybe Kirk Cousins is the way to go. So I made that big move. RG3 is gone. Have Kirk Cousins. Everybody's darling a couple of weeks ago. What in the world happened? And what do I do now?
With Cousins, well, you wait and see. I mean, he still had a very nice game, all things considered, a really nice performance against Seattle. Taking big advantage of DeSean Jackson's speed right now. He still hasn't really gotten Pierre Garçon involved enough, I feel, and I think that's probably just a matter of time before they're maybe more on the same page together. You know, but he's utilizing a lot of their weapons in that offense. You know, Roy Halua in the backfield has been great catching the football. The numbers will be there for Cousins, I believe. You know, a tough one on the road this week in Arizona, fortunately for him. You know, that defense is a little bit weakened with Calais Campbell out with the MCL injury. But I think you're okay with Cousins. I wouldn't sweat that one too much. I don't know who the other free agents out there might be, but if you look at my column, which should get posted either later today or tomorrow for exploiting the matchups on RotoWire, the entire introduction is dedicated to how you have to go get Austin Davis for the Rams. I think he's a perennial 4,000-yard passer in this league. Wow. He throws a good football, reads the field very well, you know, decent mobility, and he's a bit of a gunslinger. He'll take chances and allow his athletic receivers, guys like Brian Quick and Kenny Britt, to go get the football and make some plays. And it's, I believe, a really underrated receiving core there as well in St. Louis. So extremely high on Austin Davis. You know, I think this is a kid that's going to surprise a lot of people and be one of the talks of the fantasy football at the end of the season as a guy no one saw coming.
I'll bet he's available for a lot of those dynasty leagues as well. Let's jump into it here with Luke Hoover. Your questions, and again, if you've got one, we've given you the email, we've given you the Twitter, we've given you the Facebook. Fire them off. Let's go to Scott in Kearney. He says he's got a couple questions. This is a standard league. Needs to play two wide receivers, Cobb, Andre Johnson, Crabtree, Wes Welker.
we really can't bench Randall Cobb right now. He's got 6 touchdowns in just 5 weeks. Among the league leaders in the league, or tops at receivers, actually, just Julius Thomas with more right now. And at the other spot, that's a tough one because Crabtree's been pretty inconsistent, and Welker is really just kind of getting involved slowly. That Jets pass defense is so bad, though. I would give Welker a slight nod, given what Peyton Manning can probably do. And, you know, unfortunately right now, Ryan Fitzpatrick just hasn't seemed to get quite on the same page with Andre Johnson. So even though I like Johnson, you know, in that matchup against Indy, I'd give Welker a little bit of an advantage.
At tight end, Owen Daniels or Martellus Bennett?
Yeah, Bennett's been much better for the season, and he's got a good matchup. He's coming off a down week, but I would still trust him, even though Owen Daniels has got one of the best tight end matchups you're going to get with the Buccaneers. I've given up an average of 80 yards a game to a tight end. Really can't go wrong with either this week, but Bennett's a little bit higher upside.
Mark from Minden says, Percy Harvin or Roddy White in a standard league as my third wide receiver?
I would have to give a little bit of an edge. Not much, but a little bit of an edge to Harvin. Julio Jones is really kind of dominating targets there for Atlanta. While I think White will have some nice games here and there, you know, Harvin had 3 touchdowns called back last week. They're not always going to get called back, and he's just such a dynamic talent. You know, the way they involve him is, you know, especially as a runner as well, makes him super dangerous every week.
We've already mentioned a couple of these, but we'll give you the picks. Standard league flex situation, Martellus Bennett, Odell Beckham, Brian Quick.
You know what? As much as I love Odell Beckham and the matchup this week, and I'm actually starting myself in one league, I can't see benching Brian Quick as good as he's been so far. 3 touchdowns his last 2 games. You know, he's clearly the favorite target there for Davis, and I think they're going to have to throw it a lot, you know, given how the 49ers stopped the run.
Let's go to Merritt in Kearney, who says this is a standard league. Should he go with Matt Stafford or Tony Romo this week?
Well, I mean, Tony Romo is going into Seattle, so even though Stafford is not going to have Calvin Johnson most likely, I believe, and at the very least, you know, we saw last week he's extremely limited, I'd give him a bit of an edge. You know, the Vikings' pass defense isn't especially strong, and he still has Golden Tate, who's playing great football, and some other weapons there, as well as some guys out of the backfield.
Yeah, if Calvin would have scored 1 point, I would have won instead of tied. But, again, somebody else could have lost a point, and I would have lost my league. Needs to start 2 of these 3 running backs, LeSean McCoy, Ben Tate, Justin Forsett.
Well, you know, and I wrote this in the column this week, but McCoy really looks just like a flex right now. You know, he's averaging barely 2 yards a carry, like 2.3, I believe, over the last 3 weeks. Just isn't being productive. Ben Tate looked great, so you have to play him. And Forsett's coming off 2 weeks in a row where he's had 97 total yards and found the end zone, probably with a better matchup. You know, I can't say bench McCoy, but I think he's probably going to be the most unproductive of that group, but I would still bench Forsett.
With Calvin going down, I'm seeing a lot of Eric Ebrons. So you go with him or Martellus Bennett at tight end?
I know you absolutely go with Bennett. You know, he's still one of Cutler's favorite targets in the red zone. You know, Ebron's still raw. I like his upside and the athleticism he brings to the table. But Martellus Bennett, you know, it's a better matchup in Atlanta in what could be a really pass-heavy game.
Andy and Carney, as we're talking with Luke Hoover of RotoWire, a couple of minutes left to get your fantasy football questions in. Andy and Carney is always good with his questions. We'll stay at the tight end here. Antonio Gates or Vernon Davis, standard league?
Well, you know, Vernon Davis isn't particularly healthy these days, so it's got to be Gates. He's really reignited that relationship with Phillip Rivers this year. You know, scored twice last week. Got a good matchup, you know, in Oakland with a pretty terrible Raiders defense right now. So definitely Gates.
Standard league, Matt Ryan is the quarterback. He wants to know who to put as the flex, Roddy White, Marcus Wheaton, Matt Asiata.
I would probably lean towards Asiata. You know, he's getting good total yardage, even if they won't be able to run it as effectively against that tough Detroit front four. You know, he's a good receiver out of the backfield as well, so I'd give him a slight edge over a guy like Roddy White.
More fantasy questions here. Reggie Wayne or Roddy White from the Gooch?
you know, Reggie Wayne is still getting it done. He's just that consistent. He's, you know, top 10 in receiving yardage. Not getting in the end zone a lot, but that yardage is, like I said, with T.Y. Hilton, you know, that's a more consistent factor. Touchdowns are so unpredictable. Definitely go with Wayne.
More from our fans out here. Let's see, Rich from Loop City. I'm in a standard league. I have both Phillip Rivers and Matt Ryan. Who should I keep because I'm thinking of trading one of them, and what should I do with Larry Fitzgerald?
Tough call on who to keep in particular. I think Rivers is going to be a little bit more productive as far as getting in the end zone this season. Roddy White's struggling. He's been a little dinged up. Like I said, he'll have some games. But outside of Julio Jones, Matt Ryan really doesn't have a ton of strong targets. You know, Rivers is being productive with just about anybody he's thrown it to. And I think Keenan Allen will turn it up as well as the year goes on. So I'd give Rivers a slight edge over Matt Ryan. With Fitzgerald, you can only really sit and wait. I think he's too talented to really drop, and he's not trade bait at all at this point. So I would pretty much just hope that Carson Palmer can come back from this shoulder issue.
Luke, do you keep Chris Johnson on your roster? Do you play him? Do you get rid of him? What do you do with this guy?
You know, again, similar to Fitzgerald, I think he's too talented to get rid of and just dump altogether. But again, he doesn't carry any trade value. That's more or less to just, you know, stash him on the bench. You can't really play him. Sit tight and try to be patient. Chris Ivory's headlining the backfield right now, but, you know, Johnson will get some touches here and there. You know, he's got that explosive ability. If anything does happen to Ivory and he gets the full workload again, you're probably going to want to start Chris Johnson every single week.
And Steven Jackson, do you start him over Chris Johnson? Do you play him? I'm guessing he's kind of a low end too.
Yeah, absolutely. Start Steven Jackson over Chris Johnson right now. You know, at the very least, he's being consistently mediocre. He's gotten at least 50 total yards in every game. He has found the end zone in two of the last three. You know, he's probably going to be the, you know, first, second, and third guy to get goal line carries. You know, for Atlanta, and they're going to move the football. This is actually a good matchup for him against Chicago. I like Jackson as a quality flex, if not a, you know, like a low end two this week.
Man, they are flying in. Luke, hope you can stay with us for just another minute here. Alfred Morris or Brandon Oliver?
Wow, you know what? You never think those are questions you're going to answer in the preseason, but you have to say Brandon Oliver right now. You know, Alfred Morris has got another tough run defense, this time on the road. And again, we said Calais Campbell's out, but that's still a really physical group that Arizona has. Brandon Oliver looked fantastic last week. He ran all over and through what was the best run defense in football coming into the week. So I really like Oliver. Again, you know, he gets Oakland, who's 31st against the run, so it's a great matchup for him as well.
That's from Ryan and Hildreth. And Josh says, Reggie Wayne or Dez, since he's going up against the Legion of Boom?
Even though he's playing against Seattle, you know, we have seen a handful of receivers have some success against them. Generally not as much, you know, in Seattle. But Dez Bryant's that type of talent that he can still pull it off. I'd give him a little bit of an edge. It's tough. But, you know, Reggie Wayne is going to get yardage, but Dez definitely has a better shot at finding the end zone.
And we'll wrap it up with this, as we do with Luke Hoover of RotoWire every single week. We covered a whole lot of guys, Luke. Who is that guy that must start? He's got the best matchup. And who is a normal stud that's going to be a dud this weekend?
Well, I'll give you a couple real quick must starts, because we already said, you know, mentioned Brandon Oliver. I think you have to play him if you own him, if you're able to pick him up this week. But, you know, if you're paying attention, that Giants offense suddenly looks awfully sharp. You know, Eli Manning has at least two touchdowns in four straight games, I believe it is. And that Philly defense is leading the league in, you know, touchdowns allowed, 13 so far. They can't stop anybody through the air. I expect Manning to have a huge day. You know, those guys you normally would start that you have to sit, the Patriots backfield looked great last week, you know, over 200 total yards between the two of them. Both Ridley and Shane Vereen topped 100 total yards, and Ridley found the end zone. I would definitely bench him, though, this week. You know, the Buffalo run defense is second in the league and only allowing 3 yards a carry. So that's a tough one for them. I also think you got to sit down Zach Stacy as well. So I'm going to put a tie between those two backfields.
Well, always some great, great action out there. Last one for the road, because it just came in from our buddy Cody, and I think I know the answer. Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady?
Yeah, absolutely Aaron Rodgers. seems to be back into a groove.
I think Cody just wanted his name on the radio, Luke, so we threw that out there. Hey, Luke, always appreciate it. Bigger and better segment every single week. It's a big week with all the moves and trades and injuries out there. We'll do it again next Thursday and keep up to date on RotoWire. Thanks, Luke.
Sounds great, guys.
Luke Hoover, RotoWire, RotoWire.com. Steve-O, my goodness.
You know, it's like reading the racing form, and you can't go by last week's scores in this thing, and that's where I keep missing the boat. Do you think anybody played a New England Patriot last weekend after their debacle 2 weeks ago against the Chiefs?
And
do you
not
think anybody played them?
And not showing much offensive numbers all season.
Amen.
So you're right. You're right. And Chris Johnson, why did I never have liked that guy? That is our fantasy football report brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. You can sign up for the Doug and Daddy Fantasy Football Challenge at ESPNSuperStation.com. Just click on the fantasy football banner, log in. It's a new contest every week and maybe a different winner every week. If you haven't got involved, it doesn't matter what happened the first 4 or 5 weeks. We're ready to go. You can sign up, $25 gift card to Cunningham's for each week's winner, and all the winners go into the drawing for the Super Bowl party at the end of the year. Play every week, play when you can. It's the Doug and Daddy Fantasy Football Challenge brought to you by Cunningham's. We'll wrap things up on the show after this.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You'll have fun, fun, fun when you make it Fonner Park.
Make it Fonner Park's Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge for fantastic food, full bar, live draw keno, and nationwide thoroughbred racing. First post time, 12 noon, continuous to dinner, drinks and night racing from Remington. Enjoy full menu dining from sandwiches to salads to chicken fried steak smothered with country gravy for just $9.99. So race to the finish line, Grand Island, number one for food and fun.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares. OneRocky.com.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
This is Wayne. Wayne, tell everyone why you're talking like that. Because someone triple dog dared you to touch the side of a beer can from the Midtown Mart cooler with your tongue and now it's stuck. Is that about covered? Wayne, by the way, no longer doubts that Midtown Mart has the coldest beer in town. Free ice and free carry out for Midtown Mart customers. The convenient liquor mart. Midtown Mart on West 2nd and Hastings.
Knowing what the weather will be is important to you. It helps you determine what you should have the kids wear to the bus stop, or if you'll have the chance to get that outdoor project completed. Weatherology.com eliminates the frustrations associated with other online weather websites and incorporates the latest social networking tools to enhance the quality of true, up-to-the-minute weather. Take Weatherology.com with you wherever you go by downloading the free mobile app for Android and iPhone. Weatherology.com, the science of weather simplified and socialized.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the Bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Protein Design.
We'll be right back.
and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Producer Jeff, every once in a while, just has to say, hey, shut your yapper.
Oh, you know,
we're talking back here during the break.
He let us go on forever. I just hope he turns the pot down. In the break, some of this stuff can get a little wild and crazy.
Well,
hey, you know, you asked me if there was any one more thing I wanted to talk about, and maybe this I should have visited with you off the air before I brought it up, and maybe it's not kosher anymore, but we lost a member of the family here in Grand Island as far as sports broadcasting is concerned last week, and I'd be remiss if I didn't say and shout out to the friends and family of Brad Fosberg. Brad was one of the most decent human beings I have ever been associated with in my life. What a travesty that his life was cut short at just 51 years of age. A terrific tribute to him was made during the services at St. Mary's Cathedral last Wednesday. And my heart goes out to his wife, Jeannie, and those that were close around him over years and years of covering sports on every angle, whether it be car racing. He was up in the booth with us for several years, all day long, covering the horse races from start to finish, and it really was not a passion of his, but he did it because he was the guy that would always just show up. We really love and miss Brad Fosberg. I know he's a competitor of yours, Doug, but you've been around long enough that you get to know these guys and gals, and he was a real important fixture in this town, and they came out in mass last week to pay tribute to him.
Yeah, Brad did a great job his entire time, every time you got to run into him at a ball game or wherever it may be, because he did so many things, as you said. Always a chance to chat. Very busy every time. You don't get a chance to chat. You just show up at Pershing or the Devaney or the state volleyball tournament or wrestling or wherever we might run into each other. Just a regular, you know, we're doing our stuff. You get about 5 minutes to have a little chit-chat. But and as we've talked about on the show, and well put there. And one of his passions was obviously sports. And we want to give an announcement here that the Giltner Red Cloud football game has had a time change tomorrow. They're going to play at 3 o'clock. And we are able to pick that up on the Breeze 94.5. Pregame at 2:30, kickoff at 3. Giltner Red Cloud Friday afternoon as part of our massive Football Friday coverage. And tomorrow, a Football Friday, we're efforting Josh Harvey of Scout.com to talk Husker football. We will be talking recruiting on this off week. Jimmy Langen will be in for his picks. We'll have Pigskin Pick'em. We'll have a lot more fun as we get ready for the weekend. We do want to thank all the folks that joined us on the program today. Luke Hoover of RotoWire and RotoWire.com. It's there 24/7 to continually answer your fantasy football questions. Blair Kirkhoff of the Kansas City Star, talking mostly Royals as we get ready for that tomorrow night. The Royals will be on after football tomorrow night, 6:30 pregame on the Breeze. And don't forget, folks, anytime you want to have something good and fairly quick to eat here, Bandits is the place to be. Come on in and join them for lunch in the afternoon, whenever you get off work. They're here for you. The chicken strips, salad, and a soda. $6.99 is today's lunch special, so come in, see Tim, and he's busy at work handling everything here today. Also, this weekend, Friday and Saturday night specials, if you're in from 10 to midnight, a dollar off your drinks. And during the day on Saturday, while you're watching baseball and college football, beer bucket specials, 6 for 12, and wing specials. And then on Sunday, oh, man, it's going to be a beautiful Sunday. Maybe you get some early golf in. Maybe you're with your family, and then it's time to break away and come watch some football. The Sunday NFL football lunch deal all day long. Large pizza, 12 wings, and a pitcher of beer for only $20. It's all right here at Bandits. We'll be back in a couple of weeks, and Steve-O, at that time, you will have what James needs a little bit of, and we'll talk a little bit of Breeder Cup, which also airs here on ESPN Radio.
If this has been a gas, as always, thanks for the invite. And I also hope in 2 weeks we're talking about a Royals-Cardinal World Series.
It would be amazing. That would be fun. That would be fun. Folks, have a great rest of the day. We'll talk to you from volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9, Axtell and Amherst traveling to Pleasanton at 5 o'clock. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!